this episode of the Soul Frequency Show. I'm Shauna Lee, modern day woman living a mystical life. And you guys, I just announced, I've been announcing it maybe 2 weeks ago, that my brand new book, The Soul Frequency, Your Healthy, Awakened, and Authentic Life is coming out. It feels like literally a birth is happening here. It's coming out September 19th, so mark your calendars. And behind the scenes, my team and I have been working really hard on some really cool stuff for you guys. So I'm going to start talking about it a little bit and sharing as we get everything finalized to bring this book out into the world September 19th. So one of the things we've been working on are four really cool gifts. And I'm going to tell you about one of them today, which is so cool. So when you grab your copy on Amazon of the book, and we'll have it on Audible, and we'll have it on Kindle, and also a paperback. So whatever your jam is, we will have it available. But when you get it on September 19th, there are four really cool gifts. So gift number one, which we're going to talk about today, is your very own companion workbook. So in my book, The Soul Frequency, there's tons of work that you're going to be doing on yourself and your life, but fun work. And so I made a workbook where you don't have to scribble on a journal or other, you know, just loose papers, but you can actually go through the questions. There's all these inspired action sections in the book where it's going to ask you questions about what you want out of life and what you want to create and all these great things. So you're going to have an amazing workbook to do the work in. You can print it out, and as you're reading along, just fill in, you know, whatever comes to mind. So it's going to be so, so fun. It's like your own little journal along with the book where you can dream and create and envision. There's even a place where after doing a lot of good thinking and good work, you just kind of let go and free flow and draw and doodle and all these things. Some of the best ideas I get come from those times when I just unplug and allow myself to doodle or play or make art or do something like that. It really opens up your creative mind. So September 19th, put it on the calendar. It's going to be so awesome. I cannot wait. And next week on the show, I'm going to be announcing gift number two. So tune in, because it's only going to get better. But today we're going to be talking about sacred inquiry. This is super, super cool. With a dear friend of mine whom I call Jules, even though she goes by Julia. And if you're like me and you've never heard of it, there's a good reason, because this is a new powerful process that she's created to transform the way you experience life. So in this episode, she says, when you're looking for an answer and trying to figure this out, your cognitive brain starts searching for an answer. But the problem with that is that the cognitive brain is only searching through all of the files it's filed away throughout your life experience. So if you were to ask a question like, what else is possible in this situation that you've never considered? Then I'm taking your cognitive mind out of play, because I just told your mind that you've never, ever even considered this. So now we're living in expansive possibility. Literally anything and everything is possible. This week, I had mystic and maker of magic, Julia Ball, on the show. She's been working with energy since 2014 and sharing her wisdom in lifestyle enhancement with clients privately for the past 5 years. She has developed her own methodology after training in Reiki, meditation, comprehensive goddess studies, access consciousness, feminine empowerment, lifestyle enhancement, and mysticism. Her life and living are a direct reflection of her work, as she is a magical being of living a magical life. Her magic was self-created and generated through the same practices that she offers now to the world, through what she calls soul sessions and sacred inquiry, energetic healing, and the bars. And you can find out more about her work at mysticofmagic.com. On today's episode, Julia shared why sacred inquiry helps your expansion, what are prompts for growth, and how to understand resistance in a whole new way. So with no further ado, my dear friend, Julia Ball. Jules, I am so excited you're on this show today with me.
I'm so excited to be here.
I know. And I always like to give people background. Like, Jules is just my heart. I mean, there are a few women on my journey that have just like been what you would call like a woman's circle, right? A really powerful woman's circle. And just for all the people listening, Jules is one of these amazing women. And so it's just exciting and awesome to have you on the show to talk about what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, I feel so honored. Thank you.
Yeah. So we're going to be talking about sacred inquiry, and I'm sure everybody's going, what's that? Sounds really cool. And maybe a lot of people haven't heard of that before. And before we dive into that though, I always like to go back and say, okay, how did we get to today and doing work with sacred inquiry? So where did kind of your journey start, your spiritual journey, opening up, understanding energy? Where'd that begin for you?
Oh my goodness. Well, my spiritual journey actually started when I was going away to college. So I was 18 years old, and my mom handed me a book by Louise Hay called You Can Heal Your Life. And in that moment, I was opened up to the areas of metaphysics. I didn't know at the time that this was my lead into working with energy. All I knew was that book changed my life and set me on a path of search and seek, and all of these things that resonated within my being that I hadn't known before, because I'd been, you know, raised Catholic and gone to Catholic school, and I had no idea that there were other options out there. So that's where everything started. And then probably in the last 5 years, I really began to hone my craft, started training in Reiki and meditation. And then over the last 10 years, I've done comprehensive goddess studies. And the last year or so, really working with fine-tuning my own energy through access consciousness, lifestyle enhancement, and a deep dive into mysticism.
It's really cool. And I love, you know, I think a lot of people, like one thing that people have for common on the show is that they... you know, we start somewhere and oftentimes it's a book, right? Or something that someone tells us. And then it opens the door to studying all these different, you know, you could call them energy or mysticism areas and spirituality, areas of spirituality, and being able to do that work. And so I think, you know, a lot of our guests and certainly myself have that in common. And I'm so curious about the sacred inquiry because, it's powerful, I know, because you're doing it. And by virtue of the fact that you're doing it, it's powerful. So tell me like what we need to know. If I've never heard of this before.
Well, yeah, because it's something I came up with. I didn't come up with the concept, but the name is what I'm doing with people is what I call sacred inquiry. And it's a modality that I was introduced to through Access Consciousness. And the basis of sacred inquiry is the opposite of how we live our lives. So most often people live their lives looking for an answer, right? You're wanting to know the answer to this or figure this out. And what happens in our human brains oftentimes because of our culture and the way that we've been raised and the way that our society interacts is we're not only looking for an answer, we're looking for the right answer. We spend a lot of time judging things as right and wrong. And what I have found in my own life and working with clients now is that when you're asking a question, that basically puts looking for an answer out of the picture, right? So looking for an answer only gives you access to one possibility. And if you flip that over completely, like onto its head, and ask a question instead, all of a sudden there are unlimited possibilities. So when given the choice, what would you rather do? Search and seek for one answer that could be right or wrong, or open your consciousness up to unlimited possibilities?
Ooh, that's so good. I love that. Yeah. And we've talked about that before on the show, like really, you know, how our brain tends to want to go to one or two things, right? There's really one or two options and really there's infinite possibility. And so creating like a framework to really open that up and experience that, what do you like,
basically, are you going, like, take me through a session. Like, if I was, not a whole session, but like, if we're sitting together or we're on the phone together or whatever, how does this begin?
Well, basically, it starts with this. You have something you're trying to figure out. Let's say it's a relationship, okay? Let's say you're having a standstill with your husband on some topic, and you are looking for an answer to figure this out. And what happens is when you're looking for that answer and trying to figure this out, your cognitive brain begins searching for that answer. And the problem with that is that your cognitive brain is only searching in all the files that it has filed away throughout your life and your experience. So for example, when this happens, I do this. When this happens, I do this. Oh, that happened to me once and this was the correct response. So if I were to ask you a question like, what else is possible with your husband that you've never even considered? Well, what I've done by adding that you've never even considered onto the end of that question is we've taken your cognitive mind out of play, because your cognitive mind can't look anything up because I just told it that you've never even considered it.
That's so cool.
So now we're living in the expanse of possibility. Anything is possible. And when you ask a question without looking for the answer, it doesn't mean the answer is going to come to you right away. You may have to live into that question for a day, a week, a month, a year, depending on how much is stored around that. But when you ask the question and just live into asking the question without looking for an actual answer, answers happen to float by in the oneness of all that is and just drop themselves into your life because you have opened up the space for them to come. And it could come right away, you know, or it could be a process, but whatever it is, we're no longer limited in our thinking and more importantly, in our being.
I love that. And I love how it just, you know, in thinking about needing to make choices or feeling like you have to make choices all the time, you're really closing the door to that infinite possibility. And we all know that thoughts create, right? Like, so what we think, our limited thinking is basically creating certain things, and expansive thinking is going to create other things. And so do you find that, like, you know, let's say someone's doing a lot of sessions of sacred inquiry or really working with this in their life, do you find that like a natural shift goes on in their brain where they just start, instead of looking for the answer, they start going to the question, and therefore they're continuously just expanding. Does that become like a muscle where it becomes more second nature?
Absolutely. And that is our goal. Our goal is, for me, when I'm working with people, I don't want to be working with them forever. It is my goal for them to, you know, go off and basically by working that muscle, it becomes a habit. And the default habit is no longer looking for an answer. The default habit is, what question could I ask in this situation that would shift the energy right away? Right? So that's the first question. And then you come up with your own questions. You know, working with people right now is only because they don't have access to questions. They don't have access to expansive questions. But once you start to understand the process of asking questions, again, the possibilities are unlimited.
So is there a certain like time frame that, I know everybody's different, that where people start to really like, because I feel like, you know, when we shift our energy around something, we really start to take to anything new in our life. Like there's a period where you kind of are integrating it. And then there's a period where it kind of locks in for you. And you're like, wow, okay, I now start to naturally go to this. Is there like some rough estimate of a time frame, how long it takes people?
You know, I don't think so. But I will tell you about my personal path in that way. So when I just actually made a commitment to shift my own consciousness, I dedicated myself to 2 hours a day of practicing a different practice, right? At the time, I was completely studying Abraham and Esther and Jerry Hicks and Abraham, and I literally listened to their podcasts or YouTubes over and over and over for 2 hours every day. And I committed to doing that for a year. Now, what I came to find out was, after about 4.5 months, that I could actually do what they were doing to myself. And I was still listening to them, but I was doing it. So I don't think, and then when I began working with the questions, because I had done that before, I just adapted right into it. So it really depends on where someone is on their path and how much cognitive work they've been doing on themselves. I think some people could easily adapt this right away. In my opinion, it's all about your commitment and how quickly you want it to take hold, you know?
Yeah. That's like, let's talk about resistance to that.
Well, the thing about resistance is also fun, you know? So my question with resistance is always, what else is possible with resistance? You know, how could I make resistance my friend? You know, how could I look at resistance as the equipment in the gym that I'm using to strengthen my muscles? Do you know what I mean? As opposed to resistance as a bad thing. Oh, here it is. And this just means go work out.
Yeah.
This is like my energy cue. When I feel that, that's basically the universe saying to me, okay, it's time to do your work. Like that's how, but I'm a super positive person and I pull a positive spin on everything. So I'm always looking for where are those prompts for me to become more expansive, become better, become more of who I want to be every day. So that's how I would categorize resistance as, oh, resistance is the road sign that says, okay, time to do the work.
Yeah. Do you think that all, you know, people, let's say on a path of, you know, call it consciousness or expansion or spirituality, do you think there's resistance along that path for almost everyone at different junctures of that? Because, I mean, obviously, like, when you're on an expansive path, there's a lot of growth, and growth, you know, has a lot of moving parts to it. And generally, like, our brain, you know, gets triggered sometimes with changes. Do you think that there's different resistance and that we're meant to, like, work with that and kind of do deeper work and overcome that?
I absolutely do, although I know that it's not for everyone. What I feel is that everyone is on their own personal journey through this life. And if you actually decide to look at that as a work of art, you know, that you need the black colors to blend in sometimes to make the beautiful portrait. You need the darkness, you know, to make the light brighter. So if you actually, in my opinion, if you actually stop judging things as right and wrong in your life, and just understand that they're your own personal prompts for the life that you're living, I think everything becomes a lot easier. Now, people that are on a conscious or expansive path tend to have more natural tendencies to lean into that. But it doesn't mean that things don't come along that knock us all off. The key is in how you get back up. Right. And what you want to define your life and living to be. And if you desire something or have a vision of something, it already means it's possible because you and yourself created that desire or that vision. It came through you. So it means it is available to you. In my opinion, the only thing that's required to get from where you are to there is commitment. And what we commit to, we shall achieve. In one way or another, you know, and when we get there, not judging what it looks like, because oftentimes we commit to something with an expectation in our head. And I would like to challenge everyone to get rid of the expectations and just ask a question, which is what I call sacred inquiry. What else is possible with my life and living that I've never even considered? Because now it's unlimited. So I have this vision that has pointed me in the direction of where I'd like to go. However, what's beyond that and beyond that and beyond that? I mean, the expansiveness is never ending and it applies to every single thing that is a part and parcel of who we are. So if we can start living our life as a sacred inquiry, there are no limits to where we can go.
Oh, that's so powerful. Yeah, I think... what is it when you have a practice of sacred inquiry, let's say like that's something you're doing in your life. Is there a practice, like a time you set aside for that, like such as meditation, or is it just something that you're doing like when an opportunity comes up to choose?
I do it all day long. So I have a morning practice before my feet hit the ground. You know, I ask my body how healthy it can be today. You know, I ask my life how amazing and creative it can be today. I'm an enormous proponent of meditation. I love meditation. I get some of the best and juiciest information in my meditation. You know, there are a lot of energies and archetypes that come to me. So meditating is beautiful. It wasn't always like that. It wasn't until I, you know, allowed myself to start asking questions of everything. What else is possible with my meditation? You know what I mean? Like, but I pretty much now replace everything with a beautiful question, not just a question, but a beautiful question, right? That's going to lead me somewhere. And it's become my life and my living, and it's shifted everything. I am literally happy all the time and blissful all the time. Even when other things come up, I ask, what else is possible with this energy? What else is possible with this emotion that I've never even considered? And I've just been shown some of the most brilliantly dazzling choices that are available to me that I never even considered because I was willing to ask a question. Mm.
It's so beautiful. And it's like, it's so poignant and yet so simple in a way too. Like, I mean, I think sometimes, you know, people can get caught up, or we all get caught up in like, oh, this is going to be hard or difficult. We tell ourselves this, right? Like,
yes.
Oh, growth has to be difficult, right? All these belief systems that we don't even realize we're running under the surface. And what I love is from everything that you shared is this is the power in the simplicity, which I think there's a lot of power in simplicity, all in every area of life.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, you touched on something that's really true. I think we've just learned so many things, and I'm not saying that you unlearn them, but what I am saying is that as you begin to rely on your own self and your natural capacities as an infinite being, which is what we all truly are, the universe conspires with you, you know, it's like, and then you just start coming up with questions on your own or living into feelings on your own and remembering that you're not this limited body and being. You're not your cognitive mind. You're so much more than that. And you have access to all of that if you will just tune in. You know, if you will just take a moment, slow down, take a breath, ask a question, talk to a tree, you know, commune with the air. There's just unlimited energy around us available, and all of it always wanting to contribute to us. We just haven't taken the time to ask, haven't taken the time to just be with things. It's everywhere. There's, you know, as you know, there's energy in everything, you know, the chair that you're sitting on, the table that you're writing on, all of these things are actually energetic things. And if you're sitting with them and sitting on a chair, you know, dear chair, how could you be more comfortable for me to sit in right now? You know,
yeah.
Even a question like that. I mean, you just don't know until you start living this way. This is why I call most of my work making magic, because I'm not telling you anything that wasn't already available to you. I'm just reminding you of your capacity for magic in every single moment.
Mm, that's beautiful. I love that. Why don't you share on that note, so people can find out more about the work that you're doing in Sacred Inquiry.
Okay. Well, my website is Mystic of Magic, and you can find me there. I also have a website, My Wild Moon, with beautiful clothing that I also am inspired to make sometimes. So you can find me on either of those websites.
Yeah. And let's talk about the clothing for a little bit, because I have, I had photos done in the clothing. So if you guys are following me on Instagram, you've seen some of her beautiful clothes, and they're literally goddess wear. I mean, it's like, you feel like a little angel or something in her clothes. And so, I just think it's interesting, and we'll touch on it, because, you know, when you're a creative being, there's so many ways to express your creativity, and you certainly are one, and clothing has been a way that you've done that a lot in your life. And can you talk about, like, what makes your clothes special and
Yes, absolutely. Well, like you said, and as most of us are, we're not just, you know, single focused beings. We have many different ways of expressing ourselves. And I've done a lot of work with the goddesses. And about 12 years ago, I began working in the fashion industry. And I had boutiques then. And through that, I really began to hone down to the type of clothing that I not only wanted to wear, but wanted to create. And I really wanted to create sacred pieces of clothing that made me feel like a goddess, because who doesn't want to feel like a goddess every day? Fortunately, I haven't done a men's line, so it's just women's wear at this time. But the detail that goes into my clothing is all about feeling like a goddess. The intentions that I set with my clothing is always for the wearer to know and understand beauty, magic, and truth. And then all of my garments, whether they start out as a piece of fabric or a completed garment, I do rituals every full moon. So the garments and the fabrics go out under the full moon with a crystal grid that I set up beneath them. And then I invoke and incant beauty, magic, and truth into all of them. So when someone gets a piece of my clothing, they're getting all of that intention with it too. And most women, when they put something on, they feel it. They know it. I'm so much so that I tell them, you know, if you wake up in the morning and you're having a bad day, just go put on a piece of my clothing with nothing else and walk around the house for 10 minutes so you can remember who you are. Because as women, we're all goddesses.
I love that. It's so true. The clothes, I mean, they just fall on you and they just feel like just heavenly. And it's funny because I'll tell you a story. I haven't told you this. It's funny because I have a photographer that I've literally shot with for a long time. Her name is Dana Grant. She's amazing. And look her up if you want photography and you're in Southern California. But she did my engagement photos and my wedding photos and, you know, family photos with my son and my husband. And so we went to shoot and with some of your clothes, and she's like, "You've never been like this before." And like, there was this whole other part of me that was like coming out, you know, with these clothes on. Yeah. It was really cool. And then even later, like we ended up shooting some photos with my family after like the same photo shoot, but we went to a different location and I, you know, had regular clothes on that kind of, we were all in, you know, black stuff, our family. And it was like a different feeling, right? It was like two separate days, two separate photo shoots. And so there's definitely a power in the clothing, and I love you sharing, you know, how you are basically putting these intentions into the clothes, because again, this is energy, right?
Yes.
And
yes.
We don't realize that. We think, oh, it's just a chair, like you said, or just a desk, or just this or that. And we discount like what's possible, but the, you know, with this questioning and this expansive way of viewing, how we are literally putting intentions into everything around us, whether we know it or not. Oftentimes we're not doing this purposefully and we're not putting the intentions we would want to put into things. And yes. So really, like, I love the story because I think it has people really think about, oh gosh, I'm setting intentions, whether I realize I am or not. And I can set intentions, not just for my life or my future, right? But for things, right? Things in my environment, my home and things like that. So I love that you do that.
Thank you. Me too.
Yeah, it's really special. So check out My Wild Moon and in your site for a sacred inquiry. What is it? Mystic of Magic. Mysticofmagic.com. That is exciting and awesome. And we are going to dive into our question section of the interview, where I basically ask people four questions, which is based on my proprietary process called the Anatomy of Transformation. And awesome. This is about your life journey, really. And the first pillar of it is truth, because I believe that the truth has the power to heal, and that when we get to our deepest truths, there's a lot of awakening that happens and a lot of opening for new possibilities. And so what is a deep truth that you've come across on your path?
Oh, well, my favorite deep truth is that consciousness is wherever everything is allowed and nothing is judged.
That's so good. I've done, we've almost had the show that we'll have had the show a year, I think in the beginning of August, I think we started, and there's never been the same answer. Right. I just love that. Right. We're all unique. And that is such a powerful one. So every time I hear these answers, I'm just like, goosebumps. Never heard that before. Right. I love that. I love that. And the second pillar is called release. And, you know, when we come to a truth and when you come to a truth that's that powerful, there are things that you likely had to release on your journey to be in that truth and to live that truth. And so this can be things like belief sets, ways of being, people, ways of thinking, ways of feeling, ways of reacting to things. What is it for you that was kind of released when you really profoundly understood this truth?
Well, because it's a part of the truth, I had to, as much as humanly possible, release judgment and continually release it about anything, which I talked about a little bit earlier in the sacred inquiry. You know, how we are, when we're looking for an answer, we're often looking for the right answer. And this is an ongoing process. This is not something that got released and went away, because, you know, the proclivity as human beings is to judge things. You know, we take something in and we judge it. So that for me is an ongoing process of release of judgment, not so much of others, because that I've worked on for a long time, but of myself and of my process. And, you know, really understanding that my process is only mine, like your process is only yours. And so in and of itself, like that, it's sacred.
Mm, I love that. And it's such an important like message for people to hear. I mean, everybody listening, it's like, hear that, because so often, you know, I hear people saying, well, this person's doing this or that, you know, that person got there, or, and it's like, we're constantly looking around us and really, truly, like, being on a spiritual path, I mean, I don't know what your opinion is, Jules, but like, it's like there's an unfolding that happens, and that unfolding is unique to you. And it's really sacred, like you said, and really beautiful. And the deeper you get in it, I think the more you see how profound it is, right? And that it's nobody else's journey but yours.
Yeah.
And to really like cherish what that is and how it unfolds. Because it's like, you know, I call it the cosmic scavenger hunt. It's like you go through life and you pick up these different little pieces of awareness, or, you know, things that you learn, and just like you have so beautifully done, no one else can do the work that you're doing now, because they're all the pieces you've picked up along your journey.
Right. And the beauty in that, that when we finally recognize our own journey as it's unfolding as divine, that just shifts everything. And then, you know, there's even if there is room for judgment, there's like, well, how can there be judgment if this is my divine path? I can't compare it to anything else because it's only mine.
Yeah, it's so cool. The third pillar is called experience. And when we release and continue to release and are in the process of releasing some big things in our life, we literally start to experience life differently. Mm-hmm. So there is a clearing that happens, and we start to see life in new ways. We start to, you know, even call in new things into our life. So what for you along this path of discovering this powerful truth and being in the process of continual release of judgment or self-judgment, like what's the clearing, the opening, and the possibility for new experience?
It's beyond magic. Let me just say that. I am a magical being living a magical life because of where I've been, which was all sacred, and where I'm going. My capacity for magic is limitless. And it is the most blissful thing that I ever could have asked for. And just experiencing that on a daily basis and living my life in and as magic is more than I ever could have asked for or dreamed of. So the experience is just, it's just pure magical.
Mm. I love that. And because it's magical, the fourth pillar is alignment, right? And there's an alignment that happens, right? Like when you're in that space, like you just described to us, it's a feeling, right? Like yes. I feel you when you're like describing that with your words, you're going to draw all kinds of things into that alignment, right? You're going to do possibly rituals that keep you in that alignment. You're going to draw in people and experiences and new things into your life. So what for you is that helps you stay in that alignment, and what have you attracted from that alignment?
Well, I can't even list all the amazing things I've attracted, but what helps me stay in it is understanding who I am as an infinite being and basically asking questions instead of looking for answers, and just the gratitude of living this magical life on a daily basis continually opens up the next step. Like, it's not this long-term thing. For me, it's moment by moment by moment. Like, I literally feel like my life is 95% bliss. And sometimes I'm like, how did I get here? But then I understand that I consciously made a commitment to get here. But the true magic of this alignment is one day it became me instead of me becoming it, because it was the most expansive I had ever been. And I was just willing to allow it. It became me, who I'm living, how I'm thinking in every moment. And even in the tough moments, they don't even last very long because I'm choosing magic as my default mechanism because I train myself there. So I've just aligned myself with magic, and that's everything.
I love that. I am so grateful for all that you shared on the show. I'm so grateful that you're doing this incredible work in the world. I mean, I can't say enough good about the path that you have opened up. I've known you, you know, a while now, and we all have been expanding and growing in such neat and special ways. And I just feel honored to call you a friend, and I feel honored to have you on the show and share you and share your beautiful clothes and your wonderful work with Sacred Inquiry. And I'm excited for you, for I just feel like this next chapter just continues to expand and grow. And it's just wonderful to be witness of it.
Thank you so much. And you are brilliant and amazing and such a goddess. And it's just a total honor for me to be here with you. I have so much gratitude for you and the work you're doing in the world, which is so amazing, and the excitement of what's coming and happening for you. And thank you.
I love you.
I love you too.
Let's talk about taking some serious action. If you're new to the Take Action section, we take a new action each week to move closer to our intentions. So our Take Action item this week is to ask yourself a powerful question and end that question with, "that I have never considered before." I will be back next week with more positive vibes and powerful awakenings, sending you love and wishing you a great week ahead.